The DA says it believes it has done enough to fight to retain its position as the governing party in the city of Tswane in Pretoria. The party ran the city through a rocky coalition government, which saw the dissolution of the council and the city placed under administration. With 97% of the votes captured in Tswane, the DA stands at 32.02%, second to the ANC, which stands at 34.53%. The National Freedom Party is this afternoon expected to approach the High Court in Pietermaritzburg to halt the IEC's announcement of the election results today. This follows the IEC's alleged reluctance for a recount. NFP Secretary General Kanan Mdletshe says they are convinced that they have won eDumbe.
We want a recount of ward 1 and 3 in eDumbe because we believe that we won those two wards, but according to IEC, we only won 6 wards out of 10 wards in eDumbe. But our apart agents who were there during the voting period and counting got information, or I've got the first-hand information that the NFP won at least 7 wards.
The DA, ANC and GOOD have continued to be the three leading parties in the city of Cape Town. That's according to the IEC dashboard. Carmel Lochenberg-Roberts reports.
The DA has garnered more than 59% of the vote, with the ANC taking a little more than 17% of the pie. The GOOD party has claimed more than 3% of the votes. The other smaller parties, which include the EFF and the Cape Coloured Congress, continue to thrash it out with 3.85% and the CCC with 2.87%. The ACDP has 2.43% and the Patriotic Alliance with 1.52%.
And finally, research.